Shalom and good morning. We are so grateful that God has given us an opportunity to hear his word again. The entrance of the word of God brings light, brings hope, brings joy into our lives. This is an opportunity that every morning we come and we reflect on the word of God. We want to conclude the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13, and we want to do from verses 10 all the way to 25. The book of Hebrews is a book that was written to believers, Jewish believers or Jewish background believers, who had started the journey of becoming Christians or becoming in Christ. And they had gone far. And some of them were contemplating of starting, but they encountered a number of challenges on the way, and they started going back. Or they started also deciding to go back. And the author comes and convinces them with the truth. He comes and confronts them with the truth that God has spoken always. And God spoke to our forefathers, and he's speaking to us right now. But now he's speaking in a better way than previously, because in the previous testament or the order of things, he spoke through mediators, he spoke through angels, spoke through prophets, he spoke through moderators, he spoke, you know, through men and women, he spoke through the blood of animals. And that's all. But in this new generation, this new testament, in these last days, from the time Jesus came on earth, he speaks through Jesus. And Jesus is God in human person. God came himself to die. But because he could not die as a spirit, because God is spirit, He borrowed a body. He took up a body. Bible says that a body is prepared for him. In this book, we read somewhere, he says that sacrifices he did not require. Yeah, he did not require sacrifices. But he took a body so that he could be able to return the people back to himself. And that body is the body of Jesus. And after Jesus died, God does not speak through man any longer. He can speak directly to himself. But that does not mean that we do not need the man. We do not need the agents of change. God have got a place. Every agent of change has got a place. They all are there to mentor us. They are all there to coach us. They are all there to lead us to Jesus. Remember the way the disciples led other disciples and even their brothers to Jesus? You remember in the book of John, the way they were leading others to Jesus. Now that is the role that a person takes this time. But as soon as we come to Jesus Christ, we do not have many things to do. But we keep on mentoring and minding people to come to Jesus Christ. So in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, in this concluding remark, we are talking about the labor of love as a way of supporting us or supporting those that are in the race of faith. And we discovered that we are supposed to manifest faith within ourselves and those outside us. We discovered that we are supposed to manifest faith to strangers, to those that are in prison, to our beds, or to those that are marriage partners, to those that are in need, and everybody who requires our attention. We are supposed to do that. And also we are supposed to show love to God. And so now today, and this being the last part in the book of Hebrews, we want to see how we can manifest love to God. We can manifest love to God. One way to manifest love to God is called to sacrifice. You can also call it to service. It's also to worship. You remember when the children of Israel left Egypt, they went to sacrifice to God. Now, I want to say something here. In the Old Testament, sacrifice was meant to bring salvation to people. It was a means of salvation to people. Sacrifice today, it is not a means of salvation. It is a means of service to God. I think that's very critical. Let me go back. The book, when God created Adam and Eve, they did not need to sacrifice. There was no blood sacrifice. There was no sacrificing. They were told to go and dominate on behalf of God. There was no sacrifice. Sacrifice was begun because of sin. When they sinned, that's the time God started a system where he slaughtered an animal and shed blood on behalf of them so that they can be acceptable to God. And then he covered them by the garments of an animal. And they looked forward for a time that God would aid that system. And by the coming of Jesus Christ, the system of sacrificing came to an end as a means of being acceptable to God. I am not saying that we're not supposed to sacrifice. No, there is a place of sacrifice. But the sacrifice is not a means to be acceptable to God. Why? Because by the sacrifice of Jesus, by one sacrifice of Jesus Christ, all have been acceptable. And Jesus is not to be sacrificed many times. This book of Hebrews told us that Jesus was sacrificed once and for all. And he said that sacrifice and offerings I did not need. That was God who said that. But a body. But when Jesus came, he said, I have come to do your will. And a body is prepared for me so that I can do your will. And your will is to make a living way, is to open a way that was already blocked. Why we don't need sacrifice as a means to open the way is because Jesus has opened the way once and for all by the death of Jesus, by his body, by his blood. That's final. But today we sacrifice, and sacrifice is needed today, not for salvation, but for service to God, to show that we love God, as a means to show that we are happy with God, as a way to show that we are thankful to God. That is the means of sacrifice. And that means we show love. We're showing love to God through sacrifice as a way to love him, as a way to love him. Let's go to the scripture, and I'm going to prove that as I have been going on. We have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat. He talked about, now he's comparing how this sacrifice was going on in the past. He is showing that the sacrifice in the Old Testament was a means to open the way. But as soon as it was opened, it was broke again because sin was not dealt with. But listen to why today is not a means of opening the way, is because sin was not covered by the blood of Jesus. It was removed. Now, let's go back to Old Testament and get the comparison. Sacrifice in that time. The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering. There we are. He was carrying blood into this high priest. He carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering. But the bodies are burnt outside the camp. Now, let's now comparing with now the new, you know, dispensation. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. Now, you see, now here we are being told Jesus as a high priest now, he came and did what the priests were doing again and again and again, centuries before him. Jesus came and he did that once and for all. And let me tell you why I say that. Priesthood in that way of helping us to open the way came to an end when Jesus came and produced his own blood. So then the Bible says, let us then go outside to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. So here now, we are told that let's go to where Jesus is by faith now. He went outside the city. Already he has gone into the Holy of the Holies. We can say that on the earth where we are outside the city, because the city is in heaven. We are looking for a city that is to come. That is the city that Jesus entered. And that is the city the book of Revelation speaks about. That the city that will come down and as a bride prepared. So here we can figuratively say we are staying outside the city and we bear disgrace as Jesus bore the disgrace. Now, look here. Through Jesus, therefore, this is the concluding mark, let us continuously offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips that openly profess his name. Now, why are we offering to God a sacrifice of praise? Not a sacrifice of blood. No longer a sacrifice of blood. Because Jesus offered a sacrifice of blood once and for all, and he closed that chapter. Nobody is accepted or allowed to offer a sacrifice of blood again. If we offer the sacrifice of blood, we are saying to Jesus, I do not accept your sacrifice as being enough. So today, you can see the kind of sacrifice we are giving. We offer the sacrifice of praise. What is praise? Praise is telling Jesus of what he did. Praise is speaking words, reminding somebody of the good thing they have done. So what are we reminding Jesus? We are reminding Jesus that you poured your blood, you offered yourself, you died on our behalf. That is the sacrifice that we have today. The sacrifice of praise. And it's the fruit of our lips, not shedding of the blood, that openly professes his name as a great one. And do not forget to do good to and share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Another sacrifice today is to do good to those that are in it. God calls it a sacrifice that pleases God. He does not talk about the blood sacrifice anywhere again. Praise is what we offer to God. Sacrifice is what we offer to others. But what sacrifice do we offer to our leaders? Lest you think that we don't need leaders. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that will be no benefit for you. Now, here we say, we do sacrifice to others by submitting to their authority. You see, to Jesus, the sacrifice we give is to offer us is to offer a sacrifice of praise, the lip of our lips. To others is to do good to others. That is to help others, is to become available for others. But for our leaders, which is very important, is to honor them, is to submit to their leadership. So you see, we still need leaders. I have had some people, even in the television, say that we do not need to go to church, that we do not need leaders. No, we need leaders. Leaders are available. Leaders are there. We all need somebody to take us to where we need to be. And that not only in church, everywhere. We are there and we need each other. And so we need to sacrifice by giving them easy time, by following their leadership, and to keep, because they keep watch and they'll give an account one day. So you see, they are needed. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden. Some people have made it very difficult for their leaders, but that does not add any benefit to them. So another sacrifice is pray for us. We also pray for the leaders. We are sure that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honorably in every way. I particularly urge you to pray so that I may be restored to you soon. Now, may the God of peace, who through the blood of eternal covenant, now we are now giving he gives benediction by concluding what he has been talking about. He says, the God of peace, who through the blood of eternal covenant, the new covenant, eternal covenant, brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that is the resurrection of Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Now, may he equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us that is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom glory forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as I urge you to bear with my word of exhortation, for in fact, I have written to you quite briefly. Quite briefly? Chapter 13? 13 chapters? Oh, great. I want you to know that our brother Timothy has been released, and if he arrives soon, I will come with him to see you. Greet all your leaders and all the Lord's people. Those from Italy sends you their greetings. Peace be with you all. Now, this person is a person who knew Timothy, the one who wrote this book. We do not think it is Paul. He's calling Timothy our brother. Paul never called Timothy our brother. He called Timothy my son. And they were already in Italy. He wrote this letter from Italy. We know that. And this is a person who knew Paul, and who knew Timothy, and who knew the Jewish culture very well. So maybe read this one, and may we know that the sacrifice today is a way to show love or service, not salvation. The blood of Jesus is enough, once shed for us and once for all. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood you shed for us. Help us to sacrifice as a way to show you love and praise. In Jesus' name.